Welcome, everybody, to the R&R CatCast, a fan-based podcast focusing on Montana State athletics. We're two dudes named Ryan from the state of Washington talking about our dear Montana State. We hope you enjoy.
Good evening, good afternoon, and good morning, Bobcat Nation. Whenever you're listening to this, I hope you're as fired up as I am right now. I can barely speak. Man, we got a huge win tonight. This is right after the Weber game. Foley, how you doing, man? We've had a couple of these where we've come on after big wins, but this seems like the biggest of the season so far. Going into Boise, regular season is over, and we smacked Weber in the brick in Robert Ford and John Oldson's final game on senior night. What a game, man. What a game.
The Vim is pumping at an all-time high right now, man. It's hard. Like I'm so stoked right now. Got to come down. I don't want
There's a dad and a little kid behind me, and I was just like smacking high fives with them all game. It was just awesome. Just great environment in the brick. Best environment of the season so far. And man, dude, what a game. I just want to say, like, thank you so much to John Olmsted and Robert Ford, everything they've done for the program. Boy, they had a game tonight. Boy, we just showed up, and everything that we've hoped would work worked tonight. And we brought that intensity, and here we go. We're the 5 seed going into Boise, and we will see these guys next Monday officially.
Ooh, man, what a ride. It's good to see the Bobcats come out on a victory, too, where they had to come out of a deficit. Weber State Dylan Jones was running the show mid third quarter-ish. You don't really have a quarters in men's basketball, but was it right about that time. And then from 10 minutes out, he didn't make another shot, man. And we just went hot on like somewhat 22-4 run at one point. The Bobcats
was insane. Just what a swing.
Yeah. And we were knocking down big shots. Big John was just in the flow. We were feeding them down low. That has been such a such an awesome part to the game that, like, come on, like him being thrusted in Weber, taking that role, and what a game that was. And then to come back on this night, senior night, and have the game of his life on senior night as a Bobcat. So super cool for that guy. And what a win for the Cats.
Yeah. So we, boy, man, we get a whole week off now, whole week to decompress and get ready for Boise, and the tourney's here. But it feels like these last three games, we had talked, a couple weeks ago that what we needed to do is we needed to beat Idaho, and then we needed to beat either Weber or Eastern. And we'll get into the Eastern game later, you know, later on this thing. But wow, what way to take down Weber in your place, way to handle business, way to handle that adversity. The thing that I was most impressed with is being down 8 points kind of early in that second half, and just kind of felt like typical Bobcats in these games of, and here comes the letdown here. You know, we played a good first half. We played them strong, but this game's going to get away from us. And no, it didn't, man. We went smacking them. And that was awesome. It was great to see Sam Lekalot play just out of his mind. He had a couple blocks in there that were just awesome, especially against Dylan Jones. Jed Miller just stepping up. Dude, that dude has stepped up the last month of the season so much. No Naduka tonight, and Olmsted just brings the house down multiple times. I could list every player on the team and how they played tonight. Eddie Turner with some big-time shots. Brandon Walker with some good stops. I mean, boy, Tyler Patterson had some good ones in there. Everybody played well. Robert Ford playing himself. And one of the things I want to say is there were some NBA scouts allegedly in the house tonight for Dylan Jones. And I think he had 24, 26 points. He had a good game and was doing just his thing where he's just making his shots. But boy, he also gave some up on defense where he didn't get back, or, you know, Robert Ford or somebody just got right by him on a fast break. And it was just awesome to see our guys get in there and do that. And we didn't back down, man. We didn't back down at all. And we have now beaten, besides the Grizz, we beat the number one, number two, and number four team in the conference at our place this year. So pretty good home, you know, record on that.
Pesky defense, opportunistic offense. The Cats put it all together tonight. And there was a lot of fans out here at the very beginning of February, through the middle of February, bemoaning the Cats, saying, hey, we were on some February swoon. But if there's any indication on where the Cats are going right now, the last two games, it's just up and up. As John Olmstead said at the very end, we're peaking at the right time right now. We're a dangerous team going into Boise. That was echoed by the announcers pretty much all game long on ESPN as well. Montana State has a 9-9 record in conference and 14-17 overall. Name me a team you don't want to play who is a 14-17. You know, the Cats.
We don't feel 14-17. It's just so weird. Like, it's just, I was texting you guys about that. We don't feel like a 14-17 team. I haven't thought that from the start. Yeah, you know, preseason's a little rough, and you know, you had that loss to Rocky that we've brought up, and we, you know, some not so great ones with the Green Bay game and stuff. But man, what? It's a new season when the conference season starts, and I think we played our hearts out. Masterclass coaching job by Logie this year. I think he was, I've said it all year, I think he was the right man for the job, and he's proved it with what he's had and what he's pieced together. The transfers he brought in last minute, the guys he's done, the established guys that he had here. I mean, Robert Ford was our, what, sixth man of the year, and he started every game this year and just gave it his all every game. And what Logie did with him and several of the guys on the team, as well as the player development, it's just unreal. We got another one, man. We got another great coach here in Bozeman.
Robert Ford leads the team with 9 rebounds. A guy who's 5'11". What a season for him. But in all, it's really cool to see how the Bobcats are coalescing right at the right time. The roles are being defined. Guys that we weren't talking about, Olmstead, Miller, even ET3 coming out in the second or the later parts of February. It's really cool, man. I hope we get a win in Boise. I know we're probably going to play Weber back to back. It's going to be a tough one on a neutral court. man, but it's a good moment right now. Relish it, because that was a fun night on ESPN2.
All right. So Zach, stat time, just pulling stuff up because we're doing this pretty live. Weber was 4 from 17 from three. We were 13 of 27. And if you told me we were, you know, 15 of 20 or 15 of 22, I would have believed you, man. It just felt like the ones that needed to go in went in. And those are the ones that counted and kept us in that game. And boy, the love was spread around. The fact that, you know, Eddie Turner's big one, John Olmstead pulling up, we had no idea. The whole place lost it when he made that thing. I'm so happy for him. I'm so happy for what happened. You know, obviously Nduka being in street clothes a little bit the last couple games and just seeing him get a chance. That man should have played a lot more this year. You know, I don't know anything about, you know, his situation, but boy, what a senior night for him. What a way to go out. And he's going to get some big time minutes in Boise. And I hope he has more than one game left in his career. I really do.
In back-to-back games now, the Cats have responded when they needed to. There's been 5 to 6 point leads for both Eastern and Weber, and Montana State has been able to close that gap and come back. And that, to me, is new. We haven't fallen flat. We've answered the bell, knocked down big shots inside and outside, and it's coming from everyone, from Tyler Patterson to Eddie Turner, Robert Ford, you name it. Jed Miller hits a timely shot. John Olmstead hits a timely three in both games, Eastern and Weber. It's exciting basketball right now. This is exciting time for Montana State. This is fun, dude. I want this to keep going.
It's fun. It's been awesome. It's so cool to see the progress. That was the thing that, you know, man, if we had only won like 4 or 5 conference games, it would be in a whole different, you know, mindset and mantra, and it'd be way different to put a spin on the season. But you're right in the middle of it, man. I mean, we came into today with 3 through 8 still not knowing their seed for Boise. Yeah. I mean, there's 2 through 8, I think it was, didn't know their seed for Boise. I mean, this is a very competitive, very, you know, turnaround conference. SAC took, you know, it didn't matter, but SAC took Eastern really to the wire tonight by 3 points. They look incredibly vulnerable. Mm-hmm. It's hard to, you know, really, you know, pick a winner, pick, you know, make predictions into this thing. That's what's so fun about this level of basketball is we're going into this, and I think 5 teams could win this thing.
Yeah, very well could be.
I mean, that's crazy to think about, but you have 5 different teams that could probably get a shot at winning this thing and going to the NCAA tournament.
Yeah. The Cats need to get their first win, because when you get the first win in Boise, it becomes a little bit contagious. the first one's hardest. So if we can get past Weber, that'd be awesome. I would like for us to have maybe some sort of different type of approach to guarding Dylan Jones, because the one-on-one approach.
it wasn't working.
Oh, man. He was working us, man. And
that man could do whatever he wants, it seems like, sometimes.
He was a man among, looked like boys sometimes out there tonight. And at one point, we had Jed Miller posting him up. And I'm like, what's happening right now?
What? Please stop. Please stop. Man. Yeah, vim coursing through the veins right now, dude. I'm like beaming. I'm still like, you know, I'm losing my voice a little bit. I was screaming so much and so happy at that game. On the Dylan Jones thing, too, there was a guy behind me who just kept screaming every time he got the ball. You know he's going to shoot it. You know he's going to shoot it. Just put two guys on it. Sure enough, that's what he did. We were also, I mean, the big thing with them, their defense was lights out tonight, I thought. I mean, yeah, they let Olmstead down in the post, but we had to hit the shots that mattered to win that game.
Yeah.
And that was the critical point about it that hasn't been there all year. And, you know, we've had so many of those games where it's like, well, we're like 4 from 30 from three, but we patch things together. Maybe those early, just getting those buckets up in the early season and stuff. Now you're, you know, sowing the seeds there, and, you know, you're reaping that reward, which is awesome. So, great game. We also out-rebounded them tonight, which was awesome to see. Another win, another out-rebounding of a team. And, whew, boy, here we go, man. It's going to be a long week going to Boise. Long week before we get to Boise. But,
yeah,
we secured the first bye, I guess you'd call it. And we'll see these guys next week.
Well, if there's one thing we need to improve upon, it would be points in the paint. Weber was able to get pretty much what they wanted in the paint early in the game and through the middle part of the game. And they missed a couple bunnies there later on that benefited the Bobcats. I don't know how the Cats manage that with just the size disadvantage that we have. I mean, tip of the cap to Coach Logie for doing what he does with this roster, right? Because it is awesome. But yeah, points in the paint. I'm not sure what we were going to do right there. Maybe switch it up to some sort of zone. We were playing a lot of man. And that's Dylan Jones just like feasted on that. And who is it? They had another player who was doing pretty good. Threat. Threat. I don't know how to say his last name, but he was getting to the hole when he wanted it. So.
Yep. Well, we'll move on from this. I think we've set our kind of piece on that game. What a game. Great win by the Cats. I'll move on. Women. Their last two games, they are split, and it's been split by 2 points apiece. And tonight, we sweep Weber across the board as they win as well. And I think they are the 5 seed. So they will go into the tournament as the 5 seed as well, and they will play Northern Colorado in the first round.
Nice. Well, good for the women. It's good to see that they got that 2-point win. It was like, you don't want to lose to Weber. Weber's historically bad women's program. Yep. That would have been a bad loss. And losing, I think that would have been 3 in a row going into the conference or the conference tournament would not feel pretty good for the Cats.
What I'll say with that too is, boy, it took a buzzer beater for them to lose at home against the number 1 team Eastern as well.
Yeah.
And that's got to give some hope too to the women that, hey, you're right in it too at the top of the conference. And it seems like there's some wide open stuff on the women's side of the bracket too. So we'll see what they do in Boise. I'll see them a lot more and I'll have more to report on that. Hopefully they can go on a deep run as well. But they're right there. They get a final win as well. And it would have been nice for them to get that thing on senior day. But man, they took the conference leader to the wire. And that'll lead us into our next thing. We took the conference leader all the way to the wire in a game that didn't matter for them, but it was everything they could handle. And someone not named me was at that game. How was your Bobcat basketball experience for this year in person, Foley?
Oh, man. It's the belly of the beast, dude. It is. There's a certain vintage to Eastern Washington athletics that if you're around in 2004 to early 2000s and you went to the Zebra in Bozeman down in the basement or any other bar on Main Street, it felt like Eastern athletics feels a lot like that. Just pumps loud rap music all the time. And it's just, you're like, just a really grating fan base. Man, I have nothing nice to say about Eastern. I hope they lose every game they play.
Well, That was a heck of a game. I had to watch it on my phone. I was working during that game, unfortunately. But wow, the Cats played a big one. Casey Jones getting in the middle of it with
Flopper
Brandon
Jones.
Walker. Yeah, Flop Jones. And it got contentious. It was heated. There was things said during the game, but that was John Olmstead also kept huge dunks putting us in there. All our guys playing are their hearts out. That was the best loss of the year, in my opinion, because we played so darn well that game. I thought everybody, things were coming together. And so coming into this Weber game, I was just thinking, if we can, we've had trouble on Saturdays and this, you know, non-traditional kind of end of the year, I just thought, can we piece a couple games together? And that's what you want to see at this time of year. Can you piece those games? Can you have a good game and then another good game and then another one and just kind of continue to have those and not have a, you know, just a stall? And that was awesome to see. Man, that would have been nice to have. It didn't really mean much for either team, I'd say, at that point. We kind of knew we'd be where we'd be. They knew where they were going to be. But to play those guys, watching that game when it went to overtime, I wanted it like a big Sky Conference title game, man. I was right. I was like, come on, just finish it off. But hats off to our guys. Hats off to Logie once again. And oh, I'm so excited for next year, man. I'm so excited for this team. We only have two seniors too. Seeing a lot of these guys come back, Ford and Olmstead, especially Ford, will be sorely missed next year. But if you're looking for things and you're looking for the future, here it is, man. You got a fun, exciting team with a lot of great pieces coming back for next year.
That Eastern game, I want to linger in on that just a little bit. That's a tough place to play. It is a rowdy, raucous environment. It's a loud environment, like I said. And I think, you know, some people will say there's no moral victories in losses. I don't agree with that. There was some momentum gained from that loss last Saturday, and it's palpable. You could feel it. You could feel it in the stadium. Like the obnoxious Eagle fans were like, "Oh my gosh, no, not overtime." You know, and you're like, oh, "Man, if we would have hit one more free throw, we would have won it in regulation. If Casey Jones doesn't flop and draw the technical, and then Coach Logie gets technical, and then they don't hit all six free throws from that those both technicals. You're like, oh my gosh, are you kidding me? So there's so many moments in that game. And hey, Zach, do you ever watch the little lines on the game cast for ESPN? You know how the two go on the XY axis? That was like a Twizzler piece. It was not, there was no gaps in that game. It was wire to wire. When it went to overtime, I was like, I can't take this anymore. My heart, I was like, five more minutes of this, I couldn't do it. I was not making any friends around me in my section, I'll tell you what.
I threw a poll out to Twitter to a couple people, and I said, "Will Foley make it out of Eastern alive? Like, we know how he gets."
Oh, man. I was doing like the, I can't hear you, you know, kind of things with the hand gestures. And then I was
not
being
the Triple
really
H,
loud.
Like, yo, just the chop or anything like that. Just old wrestling moves. I'm just figuring at that point. I was like, oh, boy.
I might have thrown the double X.
That's what I was.
I might have.
Ryan double X Foley. That's what we're going with from now on. Oh man. I just knew it, man. I was like, oh, the text I was getting and stuff, I was like, he's not getting out of there. It just, that place just brings the worst. I remember going to games there when I lived in Spokane. I went to a couple games there, and yeah, there's no love lost between those two teams, those two universities. It's just weird, man. From football for the last 10 years of what, you know, what I think of Eastern and what I feel of Eastern, and man, that's why it was so much fun to beat them this year in football. It just felt so good to just have one of those where it's just like run them out of the building. But
yeah,
their fans, man, their fans got to be thinking flashbacks to last year though, because the same thing happened last year. They took care of business almost all year. They were basically undefeated in conference all last year. And then they drop 3 of 4 at the end of the year, and they're a first round exit out of the tournament to NAU. A bad NAU team, but NAU made a run to the title game. And it's just kind of the same thing where you have dropped, yes, you've secured the one seed, but you have dropped a couple games here, or you have looked close to dropping a couple games. You've last two games, you've played us to the wire and you've played Sac to the wire. And if you can say you don't care, but Sac ain't a good team, and we have not been traditionally a good road team, you know, on a back-to-back too after our Idaho game. So on the day we were supposed to be bad, you got our best effort, and I want to see him again in Boise, man. I want to see those guys so badly in Boise again, because I think it goes our way. There's a couple things that'll need to happen, but it's like, oh man, in a neutral site, just give me those guys again. We just play them so aggressively. I love how aggressively we play those guys.
It's chippy for sure. Eastern is a team that likes to get underneath your skin. That's kind of who they are. And their coach breeds that in that culture as well. He's kind of a petulant kind of dude, or at least he comes across as that, kind of like the Bobby Houck of a Big Sky basketball, David Riley.
Don't put that image in my
Come
head.
Come on now. So, I hope we get another chance at those guys, because there will be blood on the floor. And I don't know if that's a good thing, but it's going to be chippy. And I think we have him. We match up well with Eastern. And like you said, Eastern almost lost to last place, Sac State, tonight. And you could say, well, it was the last game. They didn't need it. The conference title was sewn up. Maybe. But you don't do that if you're the number one team. You take care of business against the last place team. There's more questions going into Boise for Eastern than there is Montana State right now.
Yep. And one of the funniest things I saw during the game, I was chuckling to myself, when Eastern and Sac were tied at halftime tonight, somebody tweeted, "Hey, Eastern, do you want to be a 16 seed? Because this is how you end up as a 16 seed out of the Big Sky, dropping these games or just playing your last place conference opponents." And we've talked about it, how there's only one way in the tournament, and it's through this way. And it doesn't matter what your records are at this point. Throw those out the door. You just got to go win ball games right now. There's only one way in the Big Sky to get to the NCAA tournament.
Yeah. Who's the team you don't want to play?
Montana.
Yeah.
That's
It's
just not a good matchup, honestly, for us. And, you know, they shoot well against us as it goes. I mean, I don't want to play Montana. I don't want to get kicked out of the tournament by Montana, mostly. That's kind of how I feel on that. I mean, I don't want to see the Grizz right now. I want to see them on the other side of the bracket, but I'd like to. Eastern doesn't scare me. It's going to be, I just know we will be in that game if we play Eastern again.
Got it.
That's kind of my thoughts. I know we will be in the game, and that's what I can think. And after tonight, we got blown out earlier in the season by Weber. They ran us out of the gym early in the year, right before the New Year's. It was one of our first conference games, and that was kind of here we go. And then they had their skid, and they found themselves at the end of the year. But man, you guys sit on. I feel so good right now, and I just am thinking they have to go back home and sit on that loss for a week and just think, oh man, what are we going to do? Like, how are we going to get through MSU again?
Yeah.
So
that's true. We've had some slobber knockers with Weber the last two seasons in the Big Sky Conference tournament. Playing them back to back.
Last year's, that was overtime to last second. Oh man, I was in the building. It was so stressful.
Yeah, you make my palms sweat just thinking about it, dude. So it is. You got to play who you got to play, and if we got the 5-4 game is a tough game. It is what it is, man. So hey, we got to play these dudes again. It's gonna be tough to beat them again. They're just gonna be really motivated to knock us off. Obviously,
they really are.
I mean, it's like do or die, and they're looking to get to the semis. Like they're one of the two top teams in the Big Sky that I think could actually make some noise in the tournament. So
I'm sure the bracket's going to be published shortly, but Sac is last in the conference officially. So they will be on the Eastern side. So if Sac does find a way to win their game, they got to play Eastern again. And that's not one you got to take lightly anymore. I mean, oh boy, this tournament's so much fun. I love it so much. One of the things that makes Big Sky Hoops, I've fallen in love with it. I know a lot of Bobcat fans have, and they were worried about what, you know, the season would be, and it just wasn't going to be what it was under Sprinkle. But boy, it's been fun for different reasons.
Yeah,
it's been fun to see progress. It's been fun to learn guys' names. It's been fun on that side of the house. And it's been a competitive season overall, and you never know what you're going to get. And man, it's just so cool at this level too, because you know a lot of Sam's going to be back next year. Jed's going to be back next year. They didn't honor Tyler Patterson, so I'm guessing he's coming back.
He's only a junior.
Yeah, he's only a junior. He's coming back. So Brandon Walker, I assume, is back. I'm assuming Nduka's back. We've had a couple freshmen who have, you know, redshirted this year that I've kind of, you know, seen and gotten to see in warm-ups and stuff. I'm excited to see them next year. So you have that core. And a lot of the guys that were here this year are going to be here next year. And that's sweet. That's so cool.
We're going to have a guy that replicates Robert Ford or something like that. A floor general. Can Garacki take that role? I'm not sure.
I think he's a two. I don't think he's a one.
Yeah.
That's kind of my thing. And that's basically, I think Jed will be a fantastic sixth man. I'd love to see. I don't think he's going to be the number one point guard next year, but I think he is a fantastic leader of a second rotation. And that's what I want to see him next year, is dominate the second rotation as that kind of sixth man.
Does Robert Ford have a year left?
I don't know. I don't know how the COVID thing works. I'm not sure, but if he wants to come back, Bobcat fans will welcome him back with open arms. I'm sure of it. If for somehow the COVID seasons, however that works with the NCAA, whatever the NCAA can do, can he come back? Just one more, man. It'd be so fun. It's so cool. I looked it up yesterday. I think he started two games last year for us, and he started every game this year. He was an Iron Man. Just every game he gave his all. Can't speak enough about that dude. He gave his all every game. He put it all out on the line, and I hope Bobcat fans appreciate it, and I hope he has a spot in Bobcat history for maybe not winning anything, but when you're talking about hustle players and Bobcat players from, you know, years past, he deserves his spot right there for what he's done for this year in the coaching transition and what he's been through.
He's been the face of the team this year. When he came back, when he was announced coming back from last year, it was like, all right, we have to lean on Robert Ford. And he's done everything he was asked of him and more. Awesome to see him flourishing this year. Awesome to see him like leading almost the conference in rebounds. I mean, I know he's not, but he's up there for a 5'11 dude.
For anybody he's not under 6 foot. 6 foot, he's leading the conference, and guys under 6 foot, I can tell you that much. Dude's amazing on that stuff. Yeah. Well, it's a week off. It's kind of weird. It's like, I don't know what to do with this week. Obviously I do. I have, you know, tests, and we're almost to spring break here at MSU. I got a lot going on that side of the house, but I got to figure that out. But I will be down in Boise. I am super pumped to be going down. This is my second year going. It's an amazing tournament. I'm hoping to talk to a lot of people from around the Big Sky. It's a great meeting. And I think there's only two times a year that you get everybody kind of in the same room. And you were at one of them with, you know, football media day.
Yeah.
And then you'll be walking around the Grove Hotel and you'll be like, hey, there's, you know, there's Coulter. There's somebody from, you know, one of the other networks or something. Sure. And you just run into all these people and you just have, you know, casual conversations. And it's super cool to just see people around the Big Sky and around the media and just talk to them. And they've got stuff to say that you might not know. And it's just a really cool networking and meeting event, as well as Boise puts on a fantastic event for this thing. And it's weird because some of the games, you know, if it's two of the Big Sky teams that don't have as big a fan bases, you'll have more, you know, Montana or MSU or Weber fans in the building for those two teams playing. And it's funny watching that, but it's going to be fun. I'm so excited to be going back. We secured our bye. We did what we needed to do, and everything's still on the table, man. Go beat Weber again. Go beat him. You know, you just beat him. Go out there and just crush him. And, let's see if this thing snowballs.
Whew, a lot to think about going into that game. I'm going to be thinking about this matchup again and again and again. Can the Cats replicate the hot shooting they had in the last couple of games? Can they continue feeding John Olmstead down in the lower post? Will he continue to have a hot streak? How will Weber respond and adjust to John Olmstead? And do we have an answer if they do?
Man, that sounded like a Sunday cartoon guy. Like, stay tuned next week for what will Batman do? All right, dude, I'll get out of here. man, happy season. I'm so thankful for this opportunity that you and Thorny gave me all year. It's been so fun to grow and do this. I hope everybody's enjoyed this. I've enjoyed doing it, and I'm excited to do it in Boise. So thank you guys. Thank you for everybody who's listened, all the support about it. It's been a blast to do this, a blast to follow the team. And I hope I help people learn and stay engaged with this team this year. That's my biggest hope.
Oh, man. We are thankful for you, Zach, buddy. And we hope you do it again next year. Let's just put it that way.
Well, I'm planning on it. I got a year or two left here at school, so I've enjoyed
Sounds
it.
Good.
But, all right, man. Happy Monday night. Let's get out of here. Go Cats.
Go Cats.